You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, the daily podcast. So excited to sip on life with you each and every day. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this with your best girlfriends and even your not-so-good girlfriends because they need it worse than ever. Let's admit it. So today we're talking about this. This is today's topic. You cannot grow forward if you keep going back. You cannot grow forward if you keep going back. So what do I mean when I say you keep going back? My dear, we all have these belief systems that either serve us and the greater good. They either serve our common, you know, mission, purpose, desire, or they do not. And the bottom line is, if they do not, chances are you are stuck somewhere way back when, back in the past, playing this same story over and over and over again, hoping for a different result. It's not going to happen. I think we call that insanity, you know, expecting a different result, but you keep doing the same thing. But what if you get in this pattern where it's unconscious and it's just this belief system, it just keeps happening and happening and happening. And all of a sudden, one day you're like, why does this keep happening to me? You know, it's like, what am I going to do to break out of this? Well, first of all, you have to change the questions you're asking. Yes, that's right. You have to change the questions you're asking, because if you keep asking, why is this happening to me? Guess what? You're going to continue to give evidence and look for evidence of why this is happening to you. Remember, I've said it so many times and I'll say it again. It is not about life happening to you. Life is happening through you and for you, my dear. And it's happening for us and through us. So what are you doing to change that? If you keep going back to the same old questions that brought you here to begin with, you're not going to be able to grow past that. The other thing is this. You cannot keep going back to the past and trying to undo it. You cannot. You cannot keep going back into your history trying to undo it. It's not going to happen. The only thing that will happen is if you keep going back to your history, is you will keep rewriting the same script. Now, I believe you know that consciously, and you know that, you know, intellectually, but we get caught in these patterns. Why? Because we keep asking the same questions, we keep doing the same thing, and we think that somehow it's not possible for us. But my dear, it's not only possible, but if you're willing to try not to undo the past, and also the other thing is willing to not try to go back and redo it, okay? You might be trying to undo it, but you also may be trying to redo it. It's not going to happen. So let's just set that aside and let's agree to that right now. And I want to share a very sacred soul story with you, because I was working with a client this morning, and this gentleman has had this pattern of being stuck. He goes so far and then he backs off. It's like, you know, you take 3 steps forward, 4 steps back, 2 steps forward, 3 steps back. I mean, it's just like he moves forward and then he goes back. But why does he keep going back? Well, number one, he keeps trying to go back and get questions answered. Your past is not going to give you answers to your future. It's not. If you look to your past for answers to your future, you're going to have the same future that looks very similar to your past, okay? So I said to him, I said, would you be willing to start to look at where you are right here today and make decisions and get the answers to the questions right here in the now and actually commit to creating the solution that you desire for your future? And he's like, yeah, that would be awesome. So we started to identify what it is that's really holding him back besides trying to go back. You know what? What's holding you back is you going back. So really what we identified, though, is this feeling of not feeling enough. Now, that's nothing new. And I said to him, I said, you know, with all due respect, like, welcome to planet Earth. That is a common ailment that we as humans have. I don't know, we innately come with it or we don't innately come with that. But as soon as we get out of the womb, all of a sudden, we're, you know, it's a big comparison game. But the bottom line is, where are you today? You must locate where you are today. So in talking to him, and he's like, yeah, I guess I feel like I'm not enough. And he said, what's the story that you've been telling yourself? And he said, I feel like for some reason I won't be accepted. And I said, what specifically do you feel you won't be accepted? And he said, well, sometimes I feel like I feel like I'm not enough. But then he said, sometimes I feel like I'm too much. So I looked at him and I said, hey, look, this is the deal. You feel like you're not enough, and sometimes you feel like you're too much. So mix those two together. You're just right. You are. Simply, you are. And he kind of smiled, and I said, imagine what you could do if you really believed that you are, and that you no longer needed to make excuses for who you are or apology for who you are or how you are, but instead, you actually believed that you can. I said, do you believe that you can? And he said, I do believe that it's possible. Yes, I believe that it's possible. And so then we talked about the whole I think I can thing. But let me tell you, I consider all day long and tell you that, you know, believe in yourself. I think I can. I think I can. I think you can. I think you can. But it isn't until you actually know that you can that you become. Period. So I said to him, you know what? It's not even about thinking you can. The next question is, do you believe that you can? Do you believe that you can? That's my question to you today, my dear. Because it's like his face just lit up and it was like, oh my goodness. He's like, I realize that so much of what I've done or haven't done is because I really haven't known that I can, because I haven't believed that I really could. Like, I know it's possible. Because if you know that you can and you believe it, you're going to act accordingly, right? But if there is this doubt and this disbelief, you will only go as far as your beliefs will take you. And if your desires are really big and your beliefs are really small, you're going to stay small. My desire for you is that you would believe the truth about you. And if you believe the truth about you, not looking for evidence to kind of convince yourself of the past, of why you are today and where you are today, but instead say, I am here. Where are you? Then from where you are, do you believe that you can be here today, fully acknowledge consciously, intentionally where you are, you know, acknowledge where you are intentionally right now, and then say, this is where I believe I can go. I know I can do it. If you know that you can, then and you're not, then I would ask, why are you not doing it? Which might be that you really deeply don't desire that. Maybe that's something that you thought you desired or whatever. But if you really believe that you can and you desire to, then why aren't you doing it? Chances are it's because you really don't believe that you can. So I can tell you all day long, you can, you can, you can. My question is, if you did believe that you could, and if you knew that you could, what would you be willing to do? In fact, I would like right now if you would grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage, and write that down. If you believed you could and you knew that you could, what would you do? What would you do? So I sat down with my client. We did the same thing. And it's like he is just so ecstatic. And, you know, I take people through this process of really breaking it down and getting to the foundational fundamental truths. Because it's knowledge of the truth that sets us free. And when you know that you can and you believe that you can, there's nothing stopping you. So your sacred soul step for today is to take one step in the direction of what you believe you can do, what you believe about you that you know that you are, and then do that, be that today, my dear. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I'll look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.